Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
You'll know Bruce Buffer as the veteran voice of the Octagon in the UFC. It's time! And how crazy is it that Bruce's half-brother is boxing and pro wrestling ring announcer Michael Buffer? Bruce's first UFC was number 8 back in 1996. Bruce also holds himself a black belt in Tang Soo Do. He's a kickboxer as well. And great to have him on the podcast, of course, talking about an interesting position within that company, the voice in the Octagon, every fight, revving up the fighters. If you've seen his introductions, fighting! Some of the fighters get right into it. It's very cool. And of course, we talked a lot about fighting and MMA, the early years and the build of that organization. But we got into the shows that Bruce was binge watching at the time, talked about Daredevil, Shark Tank, comic books and sports cards. He shared a near-death story. And stop me if you've heard this before, Bruce shared his road to getting to the UFC.
Well, you know, that's a long story in itself. It's one of the reasons I wrote my book, It's Time, that Random House honored me by publishing, because I wanted to put everything in writing and remember the things that I forgot over the years, because I probably forgot more than I can remember. But, you know, in the early days, watching Michael do his thing, you know, I always had an ambition to be a ring announcer and do the work, because I enjoyed public speaking. But I owned two companies, and I was very successful in my companies I was in, but I wasn't passionate about what I was doing. And it was around 1992 that I had an epiphany that this is what I wanted to pursue, and the only way to do it was to go into full-time. So I did that by selling both companies, quitting with the money I had in the bank, taking over Michael's career, managing his career, and becoming partners in everything we did with the trademark, which I trademarked properly to make sure that it was protected. And then set forth on that adventure, and we agreed I wouldn't do boxing, and I said, that's okay, some people come along. And lo and behold, you know, the UFC came along, and it took me about a year and a half to work my way into that position. You always got to, you know, ask for the job, go for it, and, you know, set out to achieve your goals, which is exactly what I did.
Stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.